In February 2017, career military officer H.R. McMaster received an unexpected call that would place him in the Oval Office as National Security Advisor. With 34 years of service and extensive combat experience, McMaster brought a unique perspective to an administration navigating treacherous global waters. Unlike the tell-all memoirs that dominate political bestseller lists, Battlegrounds transcends partisan divides to address fundamental threats to global security. The book arrives at a critical juncture when America's position in the world order faces unprecedented challenges from authoritarian regimes, technological disruption, and internal division. What makes these challenges particularly dangerous is not just their scale, but America's persistent failure to understand them clearly. Three successive shocks shattered American confidence: the September 11th attacks, protracted wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and the 2008 financial crisis. These traumas transformed America's worldview from optimism to retrenchment. McMaster calls this shift strategic narcissism, viewing global events primarily through an American lens while ignoring regional complexities and other nations' interests. This narcissism manifested in two flawed approaches: overconfidence, believing American power could easily transform foreign societies, and resignation, assuming American withdrawal would allow natural harmony. The Bush administration displayed the former in Iraq, while Obama's precipitous withdrawal created a vacuum filled by ISIS. Both perspectives lacked strategic empathy, understanding what drives and constrains other actors rather than projecting our preferences onto them. This failure left America vulnerable to adversaries who studied our weaknesses. China's economic coercion, Russia's hybrid warfare, and Iran's proxy forces all demonstrate how adversaries circumvented traditional American military advantages while exploiting our political divisions. Vladimir Putin's strategy resembles the Russian joke about a farmer who asks only to kill his neighbor's cow when offered any wish. Rather than building Russia up, Putin seeks to tear others down through disinformation, plausible deniability, and economic coercion. At its core is a fire hose of falsehood, a propaganda technique bombarding audiences with continuous disinformation. The goal isn't to establish a specific narrative, but to create doubt about everything, fostering cynicism where truth becomes indiscernible. With a $300 million annual budget, RT broadcasts propaganda disguised as news, blending legitimate coverage with distortions. The 2016 U.S. election interference showcased this approach. The Internet Research Agency reached 126 million Facebook users, created false personas, and organized competing rallies to foment conflict. Russian agents infiltrated social media groups, drove extreme positions, and exploited engagement-focused algorithms. Russian disinformation does not create divisions, McMaster notes. It exploits and exacerbates divisions that already exist. Putin's strategy now combines sophisticated cyber operations, economic warfare through energy dependence, and strategic military threats, merging KGB tactics with modern technology to undermine democracies while maintaining plausible deniability. While Russia plays a weak hand well, China poses a more fundamental challenge. Xi Jinping views Western dominance as an aberration, with the CCP portraying its foreign policy as simply restoring the natural order where foreigners defer to Chinese authority. This narrative masks Chinese leaders' deep insecurity about historical cycles that have toppled previous dynasties. In response, the CCP has built an unprecedented surveillance state. In Xinjiang, at least 1 million Uyghurs have been placed in concentration camps, with leaked documents revealing Xi's directive for absolutely no mercy against minority opposition. The CCP extends control beyond China through debt-trap diplomacy and strategic investments. In Sri Lanka, high-interest Chinese loans for an underused port forced the country into a 99-year lease when payments became impossible. Despite promises against military use, Chinese submarines soon appeared there. The Chinese Communist Party's goal, McMaster writes, is to create exclusionary areas of primacy across the Indo-Pacific region and, in time, to achieve global preeminence. Through military-civil fusion policy, all Chinese organizations must support intelligence work, with companies, universities, and military collaborating to dominate key sectors and develop dual-use technologies. America's inconsistent Middle East policies have caused catastrophes while eroding U.S. influence. In Iraq, after initial military success, a hidden Ba'athist network organized resistance. The coalition failed to adapt as insurgents evolved from direct attacks to roadside bombs, infrastructure sabotage, and terrorism. By February 2004, McMaster's team warned that the specter of civil war is haunting Iraq. A month later, Al-Qaeda in Iraq leader al-Zarqawi proposed implementing the Afghan model, deliberately triggering sectarian civil war through attacks on Shia communities to provoke anti-Sunni retribution, positioning AQI as Sunni's protector and establishing a jihadist state. The 2007 surge temporarily reversed these trends, breaking the violence cycle. However, the Obama administration's 2011 withdrawal removed checks on Prime Minister Maliki's sectarian tendencies, enabling renewed violence, Iranian influence, and ISIS's rise. Similar patterns emerged in Libya and Syria. The Obama administration intervened in Libya without a post-conflict plan, repeating Iraq's error. In Syria, non-intervention created ideal conditions for terrorist expansion and refugee crises that destabilized Europe. Beyond traditional geopolitics, new competitive domains are emerging. The internet's early promise of spreading liberty proved naive. Social media exploits personal data, platforms amplify division, and people become electronically connected yet socially isolated. AI will intensify cyber warfare as machines learn and decide autonomously. Combined with 5G and the Internet of Things, AI threatens critical infrastructure. Ransomware attacks have already crippled manufacturers, health networks, and governments. America's space leadership declined after the Cold War, assuming space would become cooperative. After retiring the space shuttle in 2011, America depended on Russia for manned spaceflight, while China and Russia developed counter-space capabilities. Climate change requires both competition and cooperation. Energy presents the greatest opportunity for addressing climate challenges. The fracking revolution made natural gas affordable, reducing coal's share of U.S. electricity from 48% in 2008 to 22% in 2020, achieving significant greenhouse gas reductions without government mandates. To enhance strategic competence, America must strengthen democratic institutions while developing leaders who think historically and understand implementation challenges. Education is the most crucial investment, requiring cooperation across government, academia, and the private sector. McMaster proposes an initiative similar to the 1958 National Defense Education Act, which prioritized science, history, political science, and language after Sputnik. China's advantages in emerging technologies demand similar educational urgency today. America must pursue both forms of deterrence, punitive action against aggressors, and deterrence by denial that convinces adversaries they cannot achieve objectives through aggression. Alliances amplify America's moral and military capabilities for both deterring conflict and competing short of war. Effective competition requires competence and confidence. Partisan vitriol undermines bipartisan foreign policy, projecting weakness to adversaries. As philosopher Richard Rorty noted, national pride is to countries what self-respect is to individuals, a necessary condition for self-improvement. Our greatest strength is an educated populace that understands both America's failures and virtues. By rejecting strategic narcissism and embracing strategic empathy, we can navigate 21st century challenges while preserving peace and freedom. The choice is ours, to face challenges with clear eyes or retreat into comfortable illusions while adversaries reshape the world.